I'm Bob Agnew.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All I could say is bravo. I gotta tell you, those Boston authorities and those feds are the biggest studs. I gotta tell you, these guys rock hours upon hours, and the doctors too, and Mass General and stuff. It's hard for me to, you know, say doctors are studs and all that, you know, because, you know, I'm a doctor myself. So it's easier when you talk about another group of profession. But I got to tell you, all of these guys are heroes, everybody involved. But, you know, I'm watching the news yesterday, and it was hours before they captured Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. What are we calling him now? Are we calling him a Muslim extremist? Or are we calling him a Chechenian dissident? Or are we calling him an immigrant? Or are we calling him a refugee? Well, I don't know what they're calling him. I know there's a lot of politically correct debate on him. But anyway, you know, when you see these police officers in their bulletproof vest running, and you heard a gunshot. I was watching Fox News, and I actually heard a gunshot, and you saw the officers run towards the gunshot. These guys have cojones. Muy bien hecho. I got to tell you, these guys rock. You know, another hero in all this is Dunkin' Donuts. You guys heard about this. Everybody was on lockdown. In Boston, they were all on lockdown, except the cops asked Dunkin' Donuts to stay open. Now, I know some of you think this is a joke, but it's not. They asked Dunkin' Donuts to stay open, and Dunkin' Donuts, from what I understand, stayed open, you know, risking their lives, having their heads up and above the counter space, providing hot coffee and food to police and emergency workers in Watertown. So I got to, and I've always been a fan of Dunkin' Donuts, even though I really don't eat donuts, you know, that much, because I'm worried about the, you know, saturated fat, et cetera, and, you know, the chocolate and the sprinkles and the sugary glaze and the, you know, hole in the middle. And then you could eat the donut holes if you don't think you got, you know, your full feed with the donut. And then they got that yummy egg sandwich. I love their yummy egg sandwich on a croissant. It's even yummier than McDonald's. And you all know how I love the Egg McMuffin, you know, without the Canadian bacon, because I can't eat the Canadian bacon. But anyway, whole nother story there. But, I mean, damn. Thank you, Dunkin' Donuts, for keeping our cops fed. That was phenomenal. So, I mean, all I could say with this whole thing is bra flippin' vo. These guys, I mean, just absolute heroes. And you know what's even more cool? Is I guess when people were lining the streets, 9 Denver News Now reported this as people were lining the streets as, you know, the Boston police were driving by and everybody was clapping. One of the guys got on his blowhorn and says, you know, our pleasure. I mean, just rocked it. Absolutely rocked it. Now, you know, speaking of heroes, okay, we got some local heroes. Now, I know my show is national, but I got to tell you something really quick. And I know many of you are on the phone line, so please stay on there. I'll get to your guys' calls, because that is the Dr. Dahlia Show, and that's what we do. But, you know, there's a local organization that I hope other cities and some of you guys where you live are going to be forming these types of connections. It's Lend a Hand of Boulder City. One thing that this organization has realized is a lot of our population, as they're getting older, you know, as we're trying to fight to salvage their Medicare benefits and, you know, Medicaid and you know, fight for what they're able to get, you know, in terms of, medical care, what do you do if these seniors can't get to the doctor? okay, can't feed themselves, can't make some of their meals. And I just got to give a shout out, and I hope some of you guys in your cities, and please let me know if you have them, because I want to give credit where credit's due. Lend of Hand Boulder City, from what I understand, this group is now, one of my favorites in terms of helping seniors get to the doctor, make meals, help them with, walking and loaning equipment out like canes and shower seats, etc. Please check out Lend a Hand of Boulder City. It's on my website under charities. It's called Lend a Hand, BoulderCity.org. I'm going to try to come up with a fun fundraiser where any of you guys in the local Las Vegas Boulder City area can come to help these guys out, because we forget that our population is growing, and many of our older population didn't have the number of kids like previous generations did. So it takes us as a community to take care of our seniors. So bravo to Lend a Hand in Boulder City. And if you guys know of any other organizations that are doing the same thing, let me know so I can give you guys a shout out and see what we could to help get you guys funds and volunteers. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Jim on the line. Hey, Jim, buddy, what's going on?
Hello, Dr. Dolly. How are you,
Jim?
Doing?
Good.
I have a 57-year-old female assistant that 1 minute after I ask her to do something, she totally has forgotten and cannot repeat the task that I've asked her to do, and this is constant and consistent. Mm-hmm. And she's had a recent CAT scan that's come back normal. Do you know of any causes, or do you have any experience or knowledge of what could cause this?
Mm-hmm. Well, a CAT scan for short-term memory may not tell you much.
Well,
so if somebody...
She went to the hospital for an illness, and they diagnosed her as vertigo.
Okay. So there are tons of things that cause short-term memory problems, and I'm glad you brought that up, because later on the show we're also going to be talking about headaches and how to cure headaches. But, when it comes to short-term memory, the first thing I think of is medication that they're on. If somebody took a Xanax that morning and they had an Ambien the night before, they're not going to be thinking clearly. Then next, you also wonder, are they getting sick? Sometimes, you could be a little delirious. Delirious is more acute versus dementia is more chronic because you have a cold, an infection, etc. And then, we get concerned about early Alzheimer's, early sort of dementia. So I would probably recommend you get a real good workup by your internist or family doc or a neurologist. Most likely they will run an MRI, because an MRI tells us a lot more than a CT. They'll probably do a little mini mental status exam. And I've given you guys a mini mental status exam on the show where, I've given you guys three words. Let's do that now. Let me give you guys three words and see if you can remember it after the break. Here's three words. One is ball, one is tree, and one is phone. All right, but don't go away. We're going to talk more about memory problems when we come back. Don't go away. 187, that's out.
Disaster can strike at any time. You always need to be prepared, and not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food during the freeze-dry Guy Makes and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. Freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. You know what I think I want to do? I want one of you guys to call in, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a mini mental status exam. Not to embarrass you, I just want to see if you guys know your stuff. So if anybody wants to take a shot at this, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We should do that. I don't know if any of you guys are gutsy enough. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of the questions are a little bit easy, but some of them could be kind of hard, okay? But I want you guys to learn how to do some of these tests so you could test your loved ones. Many of you go, Dahlia, how do I know if my mom or my dad or my brother or my wife is losing her memory? You know, now, you know, if your husband, let's say, you know, doesn't come home and he ends up at the Blondes down the street, you know, don't let him try to use dementia as an excuse. Smack him upside the head. But, you know, a lot of you do. You forget where you live. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, you know, at the housing boom, we had a lot of tract homes and beautiful neighborhoods, but the homes all look the same.
So you're driving around and you can't, I mean, the houses are all the same. Yeah, maybe some are beige, maybe some are white, maybe some are adobe, and then it goes beige, white, adobe. Now, I gave you guys three words very quickly, okay, in the beginning of the show. All right, if any of you call in, I'm going to give you guys a little mini mental status exam. I'll use those three words just because I'm not very good at coming up with words. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Uh-oh, is that my phone? Yeah, no, don't text me. I'm not, no, you guys have to call in. No, let me shut that off. 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, quick thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, okay, what causes memory loss? Now, I know the first thing everybody thinks of when Jim called in asking about his assistant was, all right, well, she has Alzheimer's. Okay, but, you know, we're talking about a 57-year-old. Okay, now how many of us have assistants or staff that don't remember anything? You know, I kind of got a little upset with one of my staff people because I told her the code. And I showed her how to use the code to get into the building, get out of the building. Here we are a week or two later, huh? What is it? And, you know, she's a great worker, a lot of ethic, you know, good work ethic, etc. But, you know, I'm like, you know, something that important, you know, do you think you want to write down and maybe put in a safe place? You know, so, you know, a lot of times we will get a little frustrated with our staff and, you know, or with our family member. And one of the reasons why we get upset is because we instinctively think the reason why they're not remembering is because they don't think something like that is important. Okay? You know, I talk about staff issues all the time. I think I have, you know, the most phenomenal staff. But as any employer, you know, would admit, there's always, you know, some issues. And so when I had that specific issue with that one employee, like, I mean, we're talking about the code to our office. I mean, don't you think something like that would be that important for you to commit to memory? Or at least, you know, to write down and try to learn? I mean, you know, you're responsible for, you know, entering and exiting the building. You know, don't you think, so our first instinct is to actually get a little bit mad. You know, like I'll tell my husband, you know, don't forget to take the kids to Sunday school, right? Or, you know, because I want to sleep in. And then he forgets. Okay? And so what's your first instinct? To get mad. Right? And then the next step is to, you know, insult his mother. Right? And start going after the in-laws and start bringing up stuff that he did 20 years ago prior to you getting married. And then it just ensues, you know, into a fight. So the first thing we do when somebody gets mad, when somebody forgets is we get mad. Then we start to think, well, maybe something's wrong with them. Okay? Maybe they have a, you know, dementia. But like I said, as a doctor, the first thing I think about is medications. Okay? Because I know we live in a society where, I mean, you know, people pop Xanax and Ambien and pain pills and antidepressants like they're pest candy. The first thing I think of is certain medication. And you know, look, we're in allergy season. How many of you guys are popping Benadryl? Benadryl is phenomenal for allergies. It's an antihistamine, but it can, you know, make you tired. And if it makes you tired, it can mess with your memory. Some of you guys might have had a head injury, right? You know, and head injuries can also cause, issues in terms of mentation and memory, etc. You know, then we look at depression. Okay, sometimes you just can't concentrate because you're just burned out. You're just burned out, or you're you know, thinking and OCDing on other things. All right, and you know, your mental health issues could include bipolar, could include OCD, could include depression, anxiety. Well, how are you dealing with information and cognitively processing it? How? All right? You know, then the next thing is hormones. Okay, so hypothyroid. If your thyroid is off, you're going to have trouble. All right? You're going to have trouble thinking. I get a lot of women complaining as they go through menopause, perimenopause, that their memory isn't like it used to be. All right? You know, how many of you, you know, your estrogen is starting to drop, or men, and your thyroid is starting to drop? You know, or your, I'm sorry, testosterone is starting to drop. You know, in that particular case, your memory is not going to be there. Now, some of you will say, well, Dr. Dahlia, when you bring up hormones, you're basically bringing up aging. True. As we age, we don't have the memory like we used to, but we shouldn't have, you know, loss of short-term memory. We shouldn't. Okay, I see some of you guys are on the line. I only want somebody who's willing to take the mini mental status exam. All right, we're going to kind of test you guys. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. If none of you are, see, some of you guys are dropping off. I just want to test you guys, see how your memory's doing. So if not, I'll just give it to y'all, and hopefully none of you cheat. Now, let me also add B12 deficiency. Whenever somebody comes into my office and they're having memory problems, number one is I check thyroid. Number two is I check your medication. Well, number one, I check their medications. Number two, I'll check thyroid. Three, I'll make sure you're not anemic. You know, if you're anemic, you could have memory issues. Four, I'm going to make sure you're not a diabetic. Okay, if you're diabetic and your sugar is high or your sugar is low, that could be a problem. You know, when I get hypoglycemic right before lunch, okay, I don't know if you guys have ever listened to my show right before lunch, I start getting hypoglycemic. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about my third hour. All right, first and second hour, I am keen. But once I start getting hypoglycemic right before lunch, I don't know what I'm talking about. And I'm really nervous because I don't want to accidentally say Obamacare is good. Can you imagine? I mean, if I ever do, assume I'm hypoglycemic and make sure my engineer gives me something to eat. Now, then, you know, once I make sure that your, you know, thyroid is good, that we're not looking at a hormonal issue, menopausal issue, a diabetic issue, an anemia issue, I'll also throw like a vitamin B12 on there, because sometimes if your B12 is low, B12 deficiency could do it. Then I start to look at more serious causes for your memory loss, like a tumor. All right, a tumor. I hate bringing that up because some of you are like, oh my gosh, well, I have memory loss. Trust me, we all are losing our memory piece by piece, so don't freak out that you have a tumor. But a good neurological evaluation would include an MRI. They'll make sure and rule out there's not a tumor, and then they'll start to look at, you know, if you have issues of vascular dementia, multi-infarct dementia, Alzheimer's, etc. Okay, so, all right, I know some of you guys have medical questions, but 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's quickly review what these mini mental status exams do. So, for example, I gave you guys three words, albeit quickly. I gave you three words before the break, right? Do you guys remember what they were? Right? Tree, phone, and ball. Not in that order, okay? I think in the order it was like ball, tree, and phone. I don't really go alphabetical. Okay, did any of you guys remember those three? No, Dr. Dolly, you spoke too fast, and, you know, I got my Xanax on board, and I think the Ambien is still in my system. No. Okay, you know, cut back on the meds, guys, if you can. Whenever we're doing mini mental status exams or any sort of mental status exam, we always want to make sure you're oriented, and we want to make sure you're oriented to time. You know, do you know what year it is? I understand the year changes every year. I get that every year. But, you know, if you, let's say, come into the hospital, come into the ER, and I'm seeing you for head trauma, I'll ask you, you know, what's the date? Okay, what's the date? Now, some of them go, oh, my gosh, you're asking me kindergarten questions. I go, no, I just need the date because I'm writing on your note, and I really don't want to look it up. What's the date? All right, well, it's Thursday, March 12th, 1955. And I go, 1955? Yeah, Marty McFly was just here. Okay, then you know you got something wrong. Okay, same thing, orientation to place. Where are you? When I, you know, worked in the ER in Lake Havasu, you know, they'd have to say Lake Havasu, Arizona. If they say Earth, no, that doesn't count. Okay? Now, when we do give you those three words, which I did, okay, we ask you to repeat them. Because we want you to put it to memory. We want you to repeat those words. But then we'll ask you about 5 minutes later. Now, this is a difficult question, okay? We then want to test your attention and see if you could calculate. So we'll tell you to start at 100 and subtract from 7, okay? So you have to go, okay, 100 minus 7 is 93, 93 minus 7 is, and you got to do that until we stop you. The problem is many of us doctors aren't really up on our math, so we don't like to give that question because by the time you're in your 70s, you're like, huh? So, you know. And then we ask you to spell world backwards. I want you guys to do that over the break. World backwards. Spell world backwards. And then I want you to recall those three words again when we get back from break. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, and then we'll move on to headaches. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your Heirloom Solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our Cash Garden Report, our Food Shock Report, and our Diatomaceous Earth Report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're talking about memory loss, a lot of neurological type stuff, headaches. We got John on the line from Atlanta. Hey, John, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. How you guys doing over there? Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, I can't wait to visit. That's one place I've never been.
It's a great city.
Mm-hmm.
Had a question for you about my mom.
Okay.
When she's, it's on the subject of memory loss.
Mm-hmm.
She'd been tested for, we started noticing signs of memory loss. And so she's been tested for, Alzheimer's, dementia. There's been a couple of tests. She's had a EKG, I believe it's called, or EKG.
Or EEG,
like
uh-huh.
She's had MRI. They've just done a barrage of tests, and this sort of has all the doctors scratching their heads and just throwing up their arms and saying, we don't know. And so wanted to see if there's anything else that you could recommend that we look for, or any doctors who are specialists that won't just give up and will keep looking. Or you mentioned thyroid. She has had a thyroid issue her entire life, but that's always been under control. And so I just wanted to see if there's a doctor you could recommend or anything that you could shed some light on.
Now, let me ask you, what type of memory loss is it? I mean, does she remember things from the past, like when you were a kid, and is it just more recent things, or is it her forgetting her keys or not remembering where she lives?
Well, I'll be honest with you, it's been really an emotional thing, because some of the things from the past she has, the stories are different from what they really were, but she does remember a lot of things. But the main issue is she doesn't remember. She'll tell you the same story twice in 5 minutes, and have no recollection of telling you.
Okay.
So, when I say, "Mama, you just told me that," a few minutes ago, she says, "Oh yeah." I think that she just doesn't want to be embarrassed.
Of course, yeah. I mean, I would hide it too. You know, nobody wants, and everybody's in fear of somebody thinking that you have dementia, you know, and everybody's in fear of thinking that you have dementia, and everybody's in fear. I'm joking. Okay. And sometimes the repetition, is a sign of you starting to lose, you know, the memory and remembering what you just said. How old is she again?
She's 60.
She's 60, so that's kind of young. Okay, all right.
Very young.
And I forget, I know you said her thyroid's been checked. Does she have high cholesterol, diabetes, high blood pressure, any of those?
None of that I'm aware of. Actually,
okay.
I just took a picture of she's on a few different medications, but and I think that she's overly medicated, but it's been a real challenge.
What is she on? What is she on? What makes you think she's overly medicated?
That's just a philosophical thing with me, but hold on, I can tell you precisely.
Yeah, I'd like to know, because that could be, you know, causing some of the problem too. I mean, you aren't going out to the car or anything, are you? Because I could entertain everybody.
No. I'm looking at the.
I got to go to the bathroom, actually. I could quickly run, you know, take a quick pee and come back.
Lyothyronine, Levoxil.
So that's for thyroid, okay.
Paroxetine.
Okay. That's like an antidepressant, anti-anxiety. Okay.
Trazodone.
Okay, trazodone's a sedative. Okay. What was the first medicine you said?
Lyothyronine, L-I-O-T-H-Y-R-O-N-I-N-E.
Okay, so that's a thyroid. All right, so, now, if her thyroid was normal and therapeutic, I wouldn't be as concerned. If her thyroid was, let's say, too high, that could cause memory problems. If her thyroid was too low, that could do it. But the trazodone and the paroxetine could be an issue. All right. Now, another thing that they could maybe do is a blood test for APOE4. This is a risk gene. You know, it's a gene that could let you know if she is already starting to go through Alzheimer's. You know, people always ask, how do we diagnose Alzheimer's if it's not her medicines, if it's not head trauma, an abnormal B12 level? There is actually a genetic blood test they could do, kind of expensive from what I understand, or they could even do MRIs or, you know, scans of the brain, and sometimes it could have an actual look to it that could help the doctor diagnose. But, you know, if she hasn't seen a neurologist, I would say she's got to get in with a neurologist.
She has seen a neurologist.
She has. And what have they suggested in terms of looking deeper for Alzheimer's?
I asked my dad, and he said that they just said they don't know. They're sort of scratching their heads. So that's why I'm asking if there's a referral for someone who you know that would look deeper, that would be you know, just dedicated to figuring out, because it's not normal. I mean, it's clearly not normal. It's not like we're being hypochondriac. It's a definite problem.
No, I agree with that. So my recommendation, since I really don't know anybody out of Atlanta, is, you know, if you one is get a second opinion. Maybe she just needs to see a different neurologist. But then, you know, I always utilize, because I live in Nevada, I utilize Mayo Clinic a lot. I utilize UCLA. I think you're closer to like MD Anderson or Mayo Rochester. So, you know, worst case scenario, if you've, had enough second opinions in Atlanta, then you might want to consider out of state. But if she's only seen one doctor, maybe recommend the genetic testing for Alzheimer's so so at least you could get more of a definitive diagnosis. If it's negative, then, you may want to try to find one of these specialists out of these main medical centers or teaching facilities. Make some sense?
Right, like, hey, we have Emory here, so I was thinking maybe Emory, but I just wanted to see if you had somebody specifically that you knew.
No, I wish I did, John. Let me know. Keep me posted on this, okay?
Okay.
And we'll be sending prayers to your mom, okay?
Thank you so
much. Thanks, John. Thanks. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, a couple years ago, they came up with a blood test. Now, of course, you know, whenever something fancy comes up in medicine, you know, the next day, people talk about, you know, the risks versus benefits and the ethical issues of, oh, well, do we want to do the blood test? Do we want people to know? You know, because remember, Obamacare passed a few years ago. So, we have to keep things cheap. But, you know, from what I understand, there are tests that could be done. I mean, they could even do lumbar spine taps. Not that that's a fun test, to see if you have excess tau protein in the brain. Because as your brain develops Alzheimer's, you get these neurofibrillary plaques, and it's full of amyloid and the tau protein. So there are ways to get a more definitive diagnosis. Even though the average doctor doesn't run blood tests for Alzheimer's, there are some special things that can be done. All right, great question, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, ever since Obamacare was passed and, you know, Obama's been reelected, many of you have been asking me about headaches and, how to, you know, naturally deal with headaches, okay? Because I know many of you unnaturally deal with headaches. You know, you go for the pills. Trust me, Excedrin migraine is in every cupboard in my house. So what we're going to be talking about after the break is headaches. But I also want to pose a question to you guys. What is your natural remedy for a headache? What do you need to do to get rid of your headache? Now, I'm not talking about Imitrex and Lortab. What can you tell us naturally that you do to get rid of a headache? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. What are your headache cures? Call in now. We'll be right back.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dried Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts, all made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to be talking about home cures for headaches. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We've been getting a lot of requests for me to come out and talk, and I love giving talks, and I do. I travel across the country. I have no problem giving talks. All right, but we have a place on our website for you to call or send an email. All right. If you call the radio station, a lot of times they, you know, won't, if they're, you know, dealing with another show or whatever, they won't be able to help you and get you set up for me to come out and give a talk to your company or your retreat, et cetera. So if, that's what your company needs, et cetera, go to my website at drdahlia.com. There's a phone number. There's a way to email. So then, we know how to, get back in touch with you so we can set that up for me to come out and talk to your organization or your place of work, or if you want me to yell at the boss for you, you know, there's a way that we could arrange that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, one of you over the break had said, you didn't want to come on air, that your cure for headache is sex. And I don't think you were trying to be funny. There actually was a study that came out last year that when they looked at reasons women have sex versus reasons men have sex. There was some debate, and they had found that, you know, some women, they will have sex and it'll prevent the hangover or it'll prevent the headache. It seemed to work better in women than men. But yeah, that is a cure. That is a cure. We got John on the line from Atlanta. John, what's going on, buddy? Oh, John, you there? Oh, maybe no. No, we're not talking about laryngitis today. We're talking about headaches. Okay. Oh, he looks like an ask of Mitragna speciosa. Oh, I don't know much about that, but speciosa means special. Okay, muy bien hecho. Sí. Para un dolor de cabeza, sí. Sí. Yeah, me gusta mucho. I don't know, though, much about that herb, but that's good. Okay, so that's his remedy. You know, one thing I want you guys to think about is when you do have headaches, I can't tell you how many of you guys have eye strain. Now, I know some of you are like, no, I don't have eye strain. You know, come on, it's got to be worse than that. All right, but, you know, think about it. I mean, how many hours are you all on the computer? You're on the computer a lot, and you're staring at a screen. Your body's not designed to do that. You know, a lot of us are starting to experience eye fatigue. You thought chronic fatigue syndrome was big when it came out. Now we're diagnosing a lot of eye fatigue, and your eyes get fatigued. So we tell you to every couple minutes look away from the computer, okay, and take a break. You know, I purposely watch TV like Deadliest Catch or Gold Rush or Pawn Stars or, Duck Dynasty. Boy, am I loving Duck Dynasty. And I purposely have the TV on while I'm on the computer and working on my reports, not because I want a distraction, but because it forces me to look away from the computer. You know, my kids are at the age now where I don't have to keep looking at them, you know, and watching them and making sure they don't crawl anywhere. You know, they're 13 and 10 now, you know, thank God with we're blessed. And so I don't have to always keep looking at them, you know. And the cats, I don't want to look at the cats because once I make eye contact, then they think I'm going to get up and feed them. So I purposely avoid eye contact. And my cats kind of freak me out. The dogs, you know, if I look at them, they come up and lick you. But when you look at the cats, you know, I don't know what they're, you know, they're kind of, you know, throwing a spell on me. So I get a little nervous with that. But make sure you guys are getting your eyes checked. A lot of us are avoiding using reading glasses. I am. I can't stand using reading glasses because my kids, you know, tell me that I look like grandma. But, you know, that'll kind of help with the headaches. Remember, as we go into little things to do for headaches, okay, as we go into these little tips, you know, these things aren't going to work to prevent a big rip-roaring headache. Once you have that big rip-roaring headache, yeah, I understand how you got to hit the medicine cabinet. But if you think you're on your way to a headache, you need to act fast. All right, how many of you guys suffer from headaches? Raise your hand. Yeah, okay. Yeah, see, I see a lot of you. Okay. I can see you. Yeah, so you know that there's that little bit of a warning sign. And when you get that little bit of a warning sign, now another thing you could do is you could take a hot shower or a warm bath. That's what I do. Once I start to feel my headache come on, I race into the shower, even if my clothes are on. Because if I get that shower, one, it takes me away from the TV, takes me away from the computer, it takes me away from yelling at my kids or yelling at my husband. All right, and I get to relax. I get to, you know, have the hot steam, and I sing a lot in the shower. So, you know, if it's the Whitney Houston song du jour or a Celine Dion song, yeah, I can always hit the note in the shower. All right, if I, you know, try to sing on air, no, doesn't work. So, you know, hitting the shower, you know, you use your shampoo bottle as the microphone. Some of you guys, you know, tell me that radio gives you a headache, like the Dr. Dahlia show. All right, now, I don't see how
the Dr. Dahlia show could be giving you a headache. I mean, how? But, you know, before we talk about avoidance, I would say really fight that problem. I want you to face that problem head on. If radio or the Dr. Dahlia show gives you a headache, don't avoid. Everything else we're going to talk about, avoidance. But, you know, really listening good. Really get that ear close to the radio if you can, because you need to overcome. I don't want you to run from your problems. You know, when the going gets tough, I really want you to, you know, deal with it head on. Now, that being said, if there is something that gives you a headache, like alcohol, like the in-laws, etc., you do have to flee, okay? I don't want you drinking alcohol. If cheese gives you a headache, you need to avoid cheese, all right? You know, if work gives you a headache, avoid work, I guess, you know? But stress is a biggie. Now, another thing that a lot of you guys do is you throw cold onto your headache, okay? Cold can sometimes help, okay? Especially with hangover headaches. But the only problem with the cold is once you get rid of the cold, you then get the rebound of the vascular constriction and the vascular dilation. Even though it's not enough to get into the deep brain vessels, which is, you know, which is what causes headaches, my recommendation would be something kind of warm, a warm rag to the back of the neck. That may actually help your tension headache. Now, I know we don't have a lot of time on the show to talk about the causes of headaches, but in addition to, you know, TV and computer and in-laws, etc., you know, a lot of times it could be cervicogenic headaches or tension headaches where you're having issues with your neck muscles. So sometimes relaxing those neck muscles with the heat can actually help stop a headache. Now, what about allergies? Many of you guys are having headaches because we're in allergy season. So you need to treat your allergies. You need to avoid pollen. You need to have, don't avoid the Polish. I'm part Polish. Polish is good. No need to avoid Polish. But avoiding the pollen, making sure you have good HEPA filters, a good filtering systems. Now, another thing that I know helps me is having a bowel movement. All right. Now, sometimes I don't realize I have a headache because I'm stocked up. Right? So you go to the toilet. I mean, that's the best place to go to the bathroom and, you know, sit there. I don't know, play game, you know, listen to the Dr. Dahlia show on your iPhone app. You know, there's an iPhone app and an Android app for the Dr. Dahlia show. Usually I think though, a lot of what we talk about causes you to clench. So I don't think that would be the best thing to do. But, you know, sometimes having a bowel movement or urinating could actually help. Now, some of you have, discussed, and one of you have just sent me a note saying you guys use lavender oil. I think lavender oil is a great idea. Lavender oil, also a massage. Make your wife give you a massage or your husband give you a massage of the neck. But yeah, I think a massage, you know, can really help. You know, and now a lot of times annoying sounds from the television, you shouldn't be really getting annoying sounds from your radio, but annoying sounds, could also do it. So if you do have weird beeps or if you do have kids that are yelling and screaming, tell the kids to shut the hell up. Now, a lot of times you guys forget about water. You are dehydrated, and that's why you have a headache. So you need to load up on your water. I don't want you to, you know, have diabetes insipidus and mess up your whole vasopressin system and, you know, become, you know, hyponatremic by any means. The last thing we need is a rip-roaring hyponatremia, although I would make more money if any of my patients do, you know, fall into that. You know, make sure you're replenishing the fluids, okay? Does that make sense? And then, of course, lack of sleep. If you're not getting good sleep, go to bed. Get some sleep. Maybe the headache will be gone the next day. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me on Twitter and follow me on Facebook. But most of all, be safe and thank your nearby Bostonian if you can. God bless you guys.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic
organic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.